USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a deal appears to be close on a massive bipartisan economic stimulus package.
We are close to a bill that takes our bold Republican framework, integrates further ideas from both parties, and delivers huge progress on each of the four core priorities.
The senator from Kentucky also says,
the working men and women of this country do need direct relief from government in this crisis, but for goodness sakes, they also need their paychecks.
Stocks are rebounding after a rough start to the week. The Dow has been up as much as 1,500 points in early trading. And the coronavirus pandemic is leading the government to delay the federal Real ID program indefinitely. The program seeks to make all state-issued identification more secure and uniform with national standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The 2020 Olympics in Japan are being delayed until next year. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he's reached an agreement with the International Olympic Committee to delay the Games for about a year. The current global coronavirus pandemic had many athletes not planning on attending the Games if they were held this year. An event headlined by controversial activist Jane Fonda is canceled at a college university. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Kent State University canceling the May 4th shooting commemoration because of the outbreak. University officials announcing that all 50th anniversary events have been canceled. A virtual program, though, is in the works so that the school can honor the four students who were shot and killed by National Guardsmen during a Vietnam War protest on campus back in 1970.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With over 100 million Americans sheltering in place right now, lots of fitness trainers are stepping up and trying to keep everyone fit and active. Many personal trainers are launching virtual fitness classes on their social media platforms and helping to hold people accountable and keeping them active and busy during these times. Body by Jake, Jake Steinfeld, tells Fox News that you have to keep moving and keep your families healthy during this pandemic.
We have the greatest country in the world. We will get through this. Everybody who's watching now, whether you're in an apartment, a condo, or a home, you need to move your body. You've got to exercise a little bit. And just the way I started, Bri, we go back a long way, but I was the first guy to do personal fitness training and made it an occupation, going to people's homes. And the reason why, you're the strongest you could be in your own environment. When you're in your own home, you're the king or queen of that castle. You don't have to worry about putting makeup on or putting on a great outfit to go out and work out. You're at home right now, household items, get the body moving, get the endorphins moving, get that energy, let's lose the stress.
And finally, Democratic Governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, signed a bill on Monday abolishing the death penalty in the state. Colorado is the 22nd state to abolish the death penalty. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.